Arranging security at the Olympic Games is a difficult job. In 1972, when 11 Israelis were killed at the Summer Games in Munich, that job got even tougher. The September 11th terrorist attacks reminded Olympic security officials in Salt Lake City that tragedies happen, but sometimes they can be prevented. Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge said next month's Games will be the most secure sporting event ever. The nation's domestic security chief issued that pledge yesterday after a tour of Olympic venues in and around Salt Lake City. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Tom Ridge is just the latest senior federal official to get the full Olympic security tour and briefings. And like all the others, Ridge declared the security plan sound.
And I would dare say that this is probably the best planned, best coordinated, best organized Olympics that the world has ever seen. Not only from the point of view of the athletic venues, but in terms of the security precautions that are going to be undertaken. One of the safest places on the globe, from the beginning to the end of February, will be Salt Lake City.
Ridge's Olympic security review was accompanied by a White House statement summarizing the protective measures, and they include 15,000 soldiers, federal agents, state and local police, and private security staff. Dozens of national park and forest rangers patrolling mountain slopes, close to 1,000 metal detectors and bomb-sniffing dogs, restricted airspace the size of Delaware, a no-fly zone during opening and closing ceremonies, biometric scanners to identify athletes and officials, portable X-ray machines to scrutinize mail, medical strike teams and nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons squads, F-16s in the air and M-16s on the ground, all at a cost of more than $300 million. But Ridge acknowledges that even all that may not be enough.
No guarantee that it's a fail-safe system, but I'm comfortable in saying to you that from my perspective and the professionals that have been involved, they've done everything to this point today, and if something comes up between now and February 8th, they will adjust.
Ridge's Office of Homeland Security has no direct involvement in Olympic security, but it did extend the latest terrorism alert through the Olympics. Ridge's visit seemed designed to ease pre-Olympic security jitters just a month before the Games. Schools near Olympic venues will be closed during the Games. Some local parents talk about leaving town so their kids will be safe. But Salt Lake City's most popular radio station got a different reaction yesterday when the talk radio topic was Tom Ridge's visit. Most callers to KSL's Doug Wright show shared this caller's stoicism.
In the financial industry, we often say that past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Yep.
As such, I refuse to live my life according to the assumption that just because something happened 4 months ago or something happened in Atlanta, that it absolutely has to and will happen here. I'm going to continue to live my life. I'm going to continue to enjoy myself and my family with me.
I'm with you, brother.
In fact, the Games are pitched now as an antidote to fear and terrorism. That's what Utah Governor Mike Leavitt asserted at a news conference with Ridge.
These Games have taken on a new importance after September 11th. This is the first time that the world will have gathered as a civilized people for the purpose of healing and demonstrating that we share common values of peace, courage, personal endeavor, and personal best. Those are the things that the Olympics represent, and we'll be prepared to host them.
Some aren't taking any chances. The Japanese Olympic team announced this week it's equipping its athletes with gas masks. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.